Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And I see joining me here is my co-host, Lena, and I'm always happy to have her aboard. Are you there, Lena?
I'm here. Hey, how's it going this evening?
Good. Well, I still like this time of the year. It's my favorite month, October. The changes of the season, the spirituality, all that's happening. I think it's a lovely time of year. You know, so
yeah.
I'm excited. We've got a lot of people on hold wanting to know some answers. I'll do my best here answering your questions. I'll give answers. Can't do a full reading on a radio program, so if you're interested in a full-blown reading, contact me at CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. And I do have a first-time caller special, so you might want to check that out. You can't beat the rates that I charge, bottom line. Anyway, there was something else I was going to make another point about this month. Well, you know, we're coming up to Halloween, and next Tuesday night, I'll be hosting a Halloween program because the energy is so powerful. People think of it as trick-or-treaters or evil ghosts and things, but it's really not. It's about Hallow's Eve, and it's a time to connect with your loved ones, your ancestors, whatever you may consider holy for you. And it's much different than what we have been led to think. And I have on my website, in my blog, an article about the origin and history of Halloween that if you're interested in learning about that, that would be helpful for you. Anyway, let's see. We've got, like I said, quite a few people holding. We'll start and see what we got. This is area code 805. Hello, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Hi, this is Donna.
Hello, Donna. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And let me start with your birth date, always.
Okay. My birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Well, what's going on that you'd like me to look at?
Well, I'm trying to meet someone. I'm all by myself. I don't have any kids or anything. I haven't been in a relationship for a while. I'm not dating. So I wanted to know if someone is coming in for me.
I will take a look. All I can say is it isn't easy to find them. You know, it's like a needle in a haystack. What?
Not at my age, 63. It's a little harder.
That's what I was saying. I don't care what age. It's like a needle in the haystack to find a good man. But let me look. Well, I feel that, you know, definitely that you've done a lot of work and you're ready for love to come into your life. But you're going to have to get out and start socializing some way. I feel that if you do, within the next 4 to 5 months, you could find somebody that you could have a good relationship with. Now, you have to think about what it is you can do to socialize. I often recommend people like take a dance class, good way to interact with people, and it's not such a heavy dating atmosphere, you know.
I'm going to do
lawn bowling. Say again?
I signed up to do lawn bowling.
Hey, that sounds good. Great.
Yeah, there's
wonderful.
Older people that are into that.
Absolutely, you know, and hey, this time of year, people often bowl with pumpkins, you know, lawn bowling with pumpkins. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's a tradition people do. But I do see that love will be coming in, like I said, about 3 to at the maximum 5 months. So things are looking up for you. That's the best I can tell you. I don't give descriptions or names, but I can see it coming. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay. Well, wonderful.
Yes, it is. All right, one more.
I wanted to know about if the money situation would be getting better. I am on Social Security, and then I work 6 hours a week, but, I mean, it's just hand to mouth. I don't have money for anything extra, really.
A lot of people are in that situation at this time. It is good news that there is going to be a great 2% increase on Social Security for next year, which is good news. 1 minute. Well, your money situation, I don't see huge changes in it at this time. Okay? I know it's difficult. You go hand to mouth, but, you know, at the moment, it's going to kind of stay that way. Okay? Don't see it changing right away. But it may, you know, things may get better once you find a new love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. When I find a new love, it might, things will change. You're right.
You got it.
That's good.
Well,
thank you so much for calling.
Oh,
I'll let you go. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, well, are you still there, Lena?
I sure am.
And if anybody knows about dating, I think you win the prize.
Hey, it's not easy out here. Needle in a haystack.
It doesn't matter if you're 18 or you're 88. It ain't easy. It's just male or female. To find the right person is very, very difficult. You know, and everybody wants love, but it's not so easy to find. And I recommend you, I have a YouTube channel, and I have a lot of videos, and there's one particular archangel. It's Archangel Shamuel, and he's the Archangel of Love. And you can listen to my video and learn more about tapping into that archangel. Didn't think of that with this lady. But that's another thought, you know, is asking for the divine, asking for help, asking for the right person, and trusting and believing it will come in the right time. All about those timings. Isn't that something with our life? Timing, timing, timing. You know, but I've helped a lot of people find the right person. It's just a lot of people, no names mentioned, don't want to hear when I tell them that isn't the one.
Well, it's hard.
Anybody get a hint there?
It's hard.
Yeah, no names mentioned. Yeah, it's hard because, you know, you're caught up with somebody and you're all interested and you think they're really great. And then, you know, it's hard to think that that won't work out. But unfortunately, they don't always work out, even though they start out great. And, you know, I always say take your time, go very slow on relationships. Best way I can put it. Anyway, we got a few more callers here, so let's go to the next one. Okay, this is area code 631. Hello, are you there?
Hi, this is fine, thank you. This is Suzanne. I have the same question about love life. When?
The magic question. What is your birth date, Susan?
October 5th.
And the year?
60.
Okay, October 5th, 60. All right, we'll look and see what's coming up here. And like I just mentioned, you know, learn about Archangel Shamuel, the angel of love, and ask for assistance. I do believe in the spiritual world and it helping us. One moment here. Okay. Well, you know, it's not immediate. It's kind of like for the other lady. But I do feel next year, I get from now 1 year, that you have a good possibility of finding someone. I don't know. It seems like it's a person who's associated with either something you do in business or you meet them through their work. Okay.
Yeah, no, that sounds great, but I'm going to really try to find somebody before then. I'm not waiting a year.
I said within a year.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, you can go out, but I'm looking for the right person. And I said within a year, and I
do recommend. I don't even care.
Well, it's easy to get anybody if you don't really care. Very easy.
Well, I mean, at this point, you know, if they're nice and if they're okay and they treat me good, that's what it comes down to. It doesn't have to be a perfect match or butterflies anymore.
Understood. But even that is hard to find, what you're talking about. You know, but that's my opinion of a good relationship, what you just described.
Right.
The ones that are the fast, instant, what am I trying to say, where you, you know, can't live without them and all that, those usually burn out very fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't always think that they're the perfect ones. But anyway, well, I hope this helps. And again, ask for spiritual help.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good evening. Well, we definitely are hitting the love here. I don't know what to say, folks. I'm not a magician, and I don't do witchcraft. All I can do is tell you what I see coming ahead. So let's go on. Anything you want to add there, Trina, about dating and stuff? Because, you know, you are a person who is trying to find love yourself.
Well, no, again, it's just going to take time. The thing I realize is that you're going to get a lot of no's before you, you know, get the yes.
Hit
the
right
correct
one.
One.
And when
yeah.
you hit the right one, it's like magic. It's like, boom, it all falls into place. And when you ask, I still will emphasize, when you ask for spiritual help, I believe you will get the right person. Trying to do everything within ourselves, it just doesn't work. I believe that God's still on the throne and prayer does change things. I believe in the archangels and the guardian angels and all the worker angels that are here helping us. All we got to do is ask. So remember that, people. Anyway, let's go to the next caller.
No.
Area code 860. Hello, are
Hi.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, and your name?
It's Amla, and my birthday is 12/16/73.
Pamela?
Amla.
Okay, and what is your question about?
My question is actually, it's somewhat different. I'm, you know how that saying goes, your vibe attracts your tribe. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, like, I'm really feel like I'm in a good place. What do you feel like is happening in, like, maybe the next couple months, November, December time for me? Because I'm meeting a lot of people. It's just a matter of I'm an old soul. So it's kind of hard. I'm, like, kind of like the people who don't serve me, they're kind of falling away. Just wondering.
I think that's a wise thing. If they aren't there for a reason, that they do
sure.
fall away.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
But you are right. You are an old soul. And I
yeah.
think you are doing a lot of good spiritual work on yourself. That's what I pick up first off. And I'm glad
yes.
to see that. And that is making the difference. And believe it or not, I feel within the next 3 months that you're going
okay.
to find somebody that could you could have a good relationship with, serious relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
So it is there for you.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's the like even I hope the other two ladies are listening still because I mean my last date was 3 years ago, so it's not like I've been having many people in my life myself, but it's worth it. You know, it's worth.
Well,
the,
yeah, you have to you know bide your time. And, you know, sometimes
Absolutely.
You walk backwards and say, wait, I need time to reassess my life, which I think that's
yeah.
what you've been doing. What I keep picking up on you is you've been doing a lot of spiritual internal work, and that is making
yeah.
the difference for you.
What was the last thing you just said? There was some interference. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I heard that. Weird noise.
Yeah.
I said, I feel that you've been doing a lot of interwork. And
yes.
the spiritual side, and that is what is going to make the difference for you. Even though you
yes.
say you haven't dated in years, it was about advancing your soul, so you do
yes.
meet the right person.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, it's always easy to get a date. It's always easy to find somebody
yes.
if you want to
yes.
go out, but finding the right person, that's a whole nother story.
It is, and it's just
and,
a matter of I think that values and morals and integrity is everything. You might not have, you know, your favorite color in common or things you like to do in common, but values and morals are really important. They're crucial to relationships.
I would agree with that. And if you're both on the same path with it, bingo, it works. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
and
I think, you know,
accepting each
you
other.
Say again.
Accepting each other unconditionally. I mean, you have to love yourself unconditionally in order to accept somebody else anyway. It doesn't work the other way around. It's just, I'm looking for a reflective compliment relationship where we could share things and stories and, you know, just walk on a path together, not necessarily do everything together, but the values and morals are what we come back to come together, you know, as
absolutely.
As a union. Yeah. So.
Well, that, in my opinion, someone like that is a true soulmate. You know, it isn't just someone that, again, you know, bells and whistles goes off. That doesn't make it a soulmate.
No.
It has to do with that reflection. A true soulmate holds up a mirror, and you see yourself and parts of yourself that you did not know existed. That is.
Exactly.
And soulmates don't always last like people think. They come into your life sometimes to show you more about yourself, but they're not always long-lasting.
And I think that's what you're talking about is karma, the karma relationships, the things you need to learn, your lessons from those people to move forward, and then you make more of a heart-to-heart essence connection. At least that's what I feel.
Well, that's a good point. It really is. And you're making, you know, before I get to bring up the point about soulmate, it's a word that's thrown around a lot, but it's much different than people think.
Yeah.
But you're headed for some good times. So I thank you for calling in. And remember to check out my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. I have lots of articles, tons.
Sure.
I've written several books.
Where am I from?
Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm in Connecticut, so we're in, like, coast to coast. Okay.
No, I'm not there now, but you asked where I was from. That's where I was from. That's what I always consider home is Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
But no, I'm in Miami. But check out, because, again, I have a lot of YouTube videos. I have extensive work. I've been around quite some time. I'm not
I'm going to check it out. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and you have a blessed evening.
Absolutely. You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I know you're there, Lena. The lady brought up some good points. She really did.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And,
yes, indeed.
Understanding what a true soulmate is. It's very hard because the world has it where you think that's the one, that's the love of your life. But no, they really are a mirror. They're going to show you parts of yourself you never knew happened, never knew had within you. I can speak because I've written a book. It's on Amazon called Heavenly Seduction. And it's about my relationship, my marriage, my last one. But it's also my spiritual journey. It's a combination of so many things. And I believe that definitely my last husband was one of my soulmates, because I certainly learned a lot about me that I never knew existed through that relationship. And all I can say is I'm glad it's not still a relationship, but it was an education. That's why I wrote a book about it. It was that profound. I've been married twice, but the second one was quite something, you know, and you can check it out on my website. You can listen to me read the first chapter of my book. It is there under e-books. My book is available on Amazon as well. So if you're interested, check it out. Again, I've got a lot to offer on my website for free besides my services. There's a lot there, so take a few moments, and you can click here. There's a link on Blog Talk to my website, so you can check it out. Pardon me. My voice wants to go here. Yeah, Lena, say something while I clear my throat.
Well, I just want to say that I was speaking with you earlier, and I was saying how in dating I'm probably having, you know, too many high expectations here. And it's not that I was expecting a lot from the guy, but I had went to service this past Sunday, and some of the elderly in the church, around 80 years old, were speaking, and one of the mothers was saying how some of the women in there were trying to, you know, go for her man. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm working so hard at trying to find the perfect guy, and here she is at her age and still has to worry about, you know,
well,
people trying to go for her guy. So I said, wow, I guess the struggle never really ends here. You got to constantly work at it no matter how old you get. So,
you may find someone,
but that's not it. You have to, you know.
But if your foundation is really a firm one that it's built on, you wouldn't be concerned about your man when you're in your 80s, you know. You would know him, you know. But, you know, people, again, they go with their passions and they're ruled by emotions. And in today's world, I don't care, again, if you're 18 or 80. People nowadays want everything now. It better be exactly what I want. And it better be now. Like the lady earlier who was upset when I said within a year. You know, people don't want to hear that it's going to take time, but I'd rather something took time and I got exactly what I wanted. Because, again, you can get a man pretty much any time you want. Getting the right one is another story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you really want. Now we've got several callers here. Let's go to the next one. Not really sure. I believe this is a Skype caller. Hello,
yes.
Are you there?
Hi. Yes, hi, Cherokee Billy.
Hello.
My name.
And your name?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Trish, and my birthday is 9/18/1960. And my question is about finances, if you see either a new job or some sort of new abundance.
All right. I will look into that. Hang on a second here. One moment. Well, at least we got one that isn't love. Yay. Thank you. Yay, because, you know, everybody wants love, but it's just not something that's so easy to find in today's world. And, again, with everything instant, it's difficult. Have you been struggling lately with money? Because that's what I'm picking up.
I've had a lot of unexpected expenses.
Yeah, that's what I pick up, and it's kind of had you worried more than usual. Now, when it comes to money, I do see you having possibly a different job. It's like the job you're working, I don't think you're as happy there as you used to be. I'm kind of burnt out. Am I correct?
I just think culture-wise, it's better, more than burned out. It's better to find somewhere else.
There's just something there that says it's time to move on. That's what I was getting. And I feel that, you know, looking for a job that you feel you will really love, that is the key. And I feel you can have one within the next few months. It's just a question of looking for it. And I believe your finances will improve through a new job.
Okay, great. That's what I was wondering.
Yes. It's definitely there for you. And, again, it's not too far off. It's just, you know, getting out, making a pitch everywhere you possibly can, and something will click.
Okay.
And
well,
your finances will turn around for you. It's going to take a little time, but it will turn around, and you'll be back where you feel comfortable and not so worried.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Well, you are more than welcome, and I appreciate your calling in.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
You have a blessed, beautiful evening. There we go. Trina, you still with me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Again, a lot of people calling in tonight. Guess everybody's kind of gearing up. And I got to remind you, I'll be doing Halloween show next Tuesday. That's always my favorite night to do readings. I feel that the spirit is very strong. And also to let people know, I don't use oracle cards, tarot cards, anything. It's just these are the answers that I get, and this is how I work. And it's quite different. People often ask, why don't you? Because, well, they don't speak to me, and I can get the answers without using them. So that's how I work. So let's go to the next caller here. It's area code 916. Are you there? Hello. If you're there, it's your turn to speak up. Well, we give them a chance, and then we move on to the next person. All right. We've got area code here, 256. That area code sounds familiar to me.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, hello. Your name?
Hello, you hear me? My name is
yes,
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. And can I get your birth date, please?
12977.
12977.
Oh.
And what is it you're looking for?
Well, I'm moving at this moment, and I was wondering how long do you see before I land some type of job?
I'm moving farther distance than where you are, in other words.
Right. Right.
Ooh. Okay, one moment. Well, that's a big gamble.
It is.
It is. All right. But sometimes gambles do pay off. One moment.
But will it pay off this time?
Exactly. Hang on. Let me keep looking here. One moment. Are you moving this month?
Yeah, I'm moving right now. But I don't know. I might go back. Depending. This might just be temporary, and I might go back. But I was just wondering, do you see me getting some type of income while I'm here in this city?
Yes, I do. I feel within the next 5 weeks, actually. It comes up very quick for you. Okay.
Okay.
So
you think
yes.
I'm going to stay at the place I'm moving to? Oh.
Well, now you got me confused. You said you were moving. I thought I looked at the...
I'm moving. It's not temporary. I mean, it's only temporary.
I see.
And I wanted a job while I was in this area, and I was wondering, you know.
Yeah, you'll get one. What was the last question? I lost it there for... What was it?
Oh. So do you think I'm going to stay in this area then? I'm going to permanently stay up here in this area.
Where you currently are. All right, 1 minute. I don't think you're going to be there permanently, no. I don't know exactly when, but within a year you'd be out of there. And on to a different location. I can't tell you where, but I don't see you there permanently, no.
Okay. So, but you think at least a year, almost a year. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll take that.
But, I think you'll be prepared for the next one that comes in, you know, the next job, so to speak, next opportunity of where to move or live. You know, stay open, which I think you have done pretty well. And if you keep that attitude, you'll have a lot more coming your way.
Okay.
In your whole life, it's like a whole turnaround for you.
I hope so. Okay.
Well, it's going to pay off. This gamble really will.
Yeah, because this is a really big gamble.
I know.
Okay.
That's why I use that word. But it's going to pay off. Sometimes gambling is something we have to do in life, because really when you think about it, there's no guarantee of tomorrow. So sometimes,
nope,
you know, you
sure
just gotta
isn't.
One of my
nope.
favorite sayings is, faith is jumping off a cliff and building your wings as you go down.
Yeah.
Because the bottom line, you won't hit bottom, is what it is. If you have true faith and you take that risk and you believe, you'll get what you're looking for.
Right. Okay.
So, there you go.
All right.
And
there
best
it is.
Wishes. And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in. And remember, check out
thank
my website. I have a lot of information there that may be of value for you. Okay?
I will. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
That was an interesting caller. Really was.
Yeah.
He's still there,
made
Lena.
Made me reflect on times
yeah,
when
yourself.
I was moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
it's scary.
I know you've done quite
you know?
A few. It is. But at the same time, it hasn't, you know, it took time, but it paid off. And the same
mm-hmm.
for me. I've taken those gambles, and, you know, they are scary, but they often can pay off. So let's go to the next caller here. It's area code 678. Hello, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Yes, hello. And your name?
My name is Sonia, birth 10-12.
Say again.
Birth 10-12-76.
10-12-76. Hey, you just had a birthday recently.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You made it another year.
Thank you so much.
And what is it you would like me to look at?
Well, could you tell me if you see someone coming in my love life soon?
Well, it may be soon. It may not. I will take a look. Hang on one moment. One second here. Are you working currently?
Yes, I am.
Because I see money around you. Like, are you having money problems? I keep getting this.
Yes, I am.
That comes up real strong. Stronger than about the relationship is the struggle you're going through. And I believe it will get better and improve, but it's going to be about 4 or 5 months. Okay?
Yes.
And I'm not quite sure all of it, but it will improve. And you asked about relationship. Well, I see a guy coming along again, within these next 3 to 4 months. And this could be the right one. Let me look a little further here. It kind of reminds me of a knight. It's like he kind of rescues you. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means something to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I keep getting. I think he helps you in more ways than just romance. It's like a lot of fulfillment from this person you're going to receive. So I do see love coming into your life again, yes.
I mean, is there an initial or where do I meet
no,
him
don't.
Or?
I don't know. Okay. To do a more in-depth reading, I never give names. The reason is because I could be giving you the wrong name, picking up somebody else in the spirit, and I don't
mm-hmm.
like to do that. But I'd have to focus much more deeply than I have time to do on the radio. And I do have a first-time caller special that's very reasonable if you check out my website, and then I could tell you more details than here on the radio. But know that he is coming, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you have a blessed evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
There's a reason I'll just share here why I don't give names and stuff, because I had a reading with who I consider one of the greatest psychics ever, Sylvia Brown, and she was very good. If any of you have ever heard of her, She passed away about 3 years ago, but she was a very great channeler. She communicated with the deceased, and I had contacted her. It took 2 years to get the reading to be on the list, and she was really good at tuning into a lot of things, but toward the last part of it, I asked about business, and she gave me the name of somebody who's going to come in and help me with my business and this and that, and the person, I never met a person with that name and never manifested. It's very difficult, and, you know, we're dealing with many factors when you're doing this type of work. There's so much that can change, and I'd rather people have an open mind and be looking and using their intuition rather than me saying, oh, you're going to meet him at the 7-Eleven. He's going to be 5'10" with dark hair and blue eyes, and, you know, that just isn't such a good thing, because you need to have control of your life and not let somebody else guide you completely in it. Any thoughts there, Lena?
Yes, well, that's very true, because a lot of this is free will. And that means that you have the right to make decisions, and so does the other individual that's entering your life. And no one can predict down to when someone's going to decide to change their mind, whether it be in a positive or a negative way. So,
correct.
You know, just
yeah, free will.
To,
it's a mm-hmm. it's a big thing.
Always
and again, that's why I say, if I tell you a name or a description, you're only going to look for that person, and the right guy may not be that person. I may be picking up the spirit of something else, because, again, there's a lot of things I'm picking up on, especially doing a radio show. You know, you're going fast. You're doing a lot of readings. You get a lot of energies coming at you, best way I can put it. But in a private reading, it's much different. I work very closely with the people I work with privately, and I have many success stories of people who really didn't think were going to find someone, and I told them pretty much how they would find them, and it did happen those ways. And I'm happy to say recently two of my clients have been engaged. One is about to be married, the other one married next year. So, you know, those things do happen, but it takes work and time, and walking someone through the good and the bad, through the valley of the shadow of death. That's kind of what dating is anymore, you know, and it isn't so easy. But anyway, we've got another person who's been holding patiently here. It's area code 856. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you? It's Rose Maria.
It's who?
Rose Maria. I'm a birthday.
Rose Maria. Oh.
It's 12/31/74.
Wow, a New Year's baby.
Mhm. Yep.
That's a great time. Anyway, what is your question about?
I guess I'll stay with the topic, love.
Oh gosh, nobody ever calls on that one. You're the first. Anyway, you're not. You're wanting to know if someone's coming in. You're currently not involved with anyone, I take it.
Not at the moment. No, I have someone in mind.
Well, why don't I just focus for a moment on that person and see if it's a good one for you? That
okay.
would be a good thing.
Cool.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you've got someone in mind. Let's take a look at him. Is he a good guy? Is he worth going further with? Hang on a moment. Would he be interested in you? All those things. One moment. Is this someone you know through work?
I know him for a long time. Yeah, working both.
Okay. Well, he does seem to have an interest in you. Okay. And
okay.
I know you have an interest in him. Mama, I wonder, though, is he totally free? Does he have a girlfriend? Because
no.
I wonder on that one. What?
No.
Good. Then I was probably picking up someone from the past.
Yeah,
but he has. Yeah, because there was definitely a woman around him. I think she, unfortunately, is still around, not in a positive way, but she's still around in his life. But he looks like a fairly decent guy. One minute here. Is he going to be a good romance for you? One moment. Well, there's a good possibility for him to be a romance that could be long-lasting. Cannot guarantee it, but it looks very good. Okay. Now, I can look and see if someone else is coming along if you want, but this is someone that's worth investing some time to see if he's the right one.
Yeah, I know he is. Like a long time coming.
Yeah, and well, you know what? That may be the best thing, though. You know each other very well, both of you.
Think about that. Yeah, that's true. I know the ex-wife is not gonna come back. That's a definite.
You know, he doesn't want her, but it's like her ghost, so to speak, is hanging around, the ghost of her.
I know what you mean. He thinks she's coming back, but she's not. She's remarried.
No. Well, he's got to wake up someday and realize time to move on, you know. But everybody has to do it in their own time. Again, I would recommend, you know, tuning in, and you can read the article on Archangel Shamul on my website, The Angel of Love, for yourself and for this gentleman. Ask that that angel enlighten him and help him see the reality of his situation.
Cool.
I do believe in spiritual guidance. And I do see the angels work when you ask them. If you don't, they don't do much. They wait for you.
All right, yeah. True. Cool. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. You know, so that's why I said I'm encouraging what to do, who to contact to help it get going, get into the ball game, so to speak. You will find a change, okay?
Because it's it's on your website, right?
What? It's on my website, and there's article section, angels, and it's need love in your life, ask Archangel Shamul. And it's there in my articles section, okay?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
I give you lots of tips. Well, thank you for calling in, and you be blessed, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Never underestimate the power of the angels, but they do wait for you to ask. That is the tricky part to it, is you've got to ask. The angels do not intercede often. There's a reason for that. They are there. They're by you, your guardian angels always. But they're waiting for you to ask. Ask for their help. Ask for their guidance. And they will give it. And trust me, they do. It's just people that haven't experienced working with the angels. But if you start, I've gotten a lot of angel articles I've written and a lot of videos. If you go to my YouTube channel, a lot of videos on the angels and what they're different, how they work with you, how to work with them. So check it out sometime. Anyway, we've got another caller here. It is area code 916. Hello, are you there?
Bless you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Well, thank you for calling.
Hi.
And
so
can
nice
I get
your
birth
voice.
Date, please?
July the 6th, 1951, 8:45 in the evening.
Hey, we're the same
wow.
year. I was born in 51.
Oh, wonderful.
Good year. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Those born in 51 have definite things that other years do not, and I don't know why. But we've had a harder time than most generations.
Yes, true.
Yes, you know, And it's been a lot of different psychics I've worked with over the years have said the same thing. It's something distinct about the year 51. I don't know why. I don't have all the answers. Anyway, what are you calling about, Wendy?
Thank you. I had started a job that I've been thrilled about at a major medical insurance center, call center, and the training is extremely intense, but it is a good job. I'm lucky to have it. They're very unique in their training because you are not allowed to take any notes out of the room, no manual book whatsoever, and I passed the first test by 90%, which is the minimum passing rate. And on the second test, out of 17 people in the class, only 14 passed by 90%. I took a retake with the rest of the class, and I got closer to 90%, about 83. They're not saying anything. I think really they just want to see improvement. But I'm feeling very overwhelmed. And the thing is, I have an invitation to apply for the city of Sacramento for 311 operator. And I had actually canceled that appointment because I thought, because it would involve me leaving work early. And then I thought, and I read the job description again, and I'm thinking this is probably a lot easier than what I'm doing and it pays more, but longevity is most important to me. So I actually emailed the lady back, and she's actually given me another chance. She said, how about meeting this Thursday at 4 p.m.? And I haven't responded yet. It means I'd be leaving about 2 hours early, but I would say that I'm sick. And so is it a good idea to go to this interview? Her name is Cassie, the lady who interviewed me.
Absolutely. It looks like a better job for you. Mm-hmm. Than the one that you're trying for now.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Okay.
So yes, you should go.
And would there be longevity? By that, I mean at least 2 years or more.
Okay, one moment. One second. I think it would be less stress, less pressure, and you'd be happier there, is what I picked up. Yeah,
uh-huh.
One moment. Yeah. Longevity. Yes, I think it is. I can't tell you how long, but I do pick up, yes, the longevity is there. And, you know, again, go and find out and see. You know, you have nothing to lose by going on the interview.
Well, they would give me what's called an occurrence at my current job because I'd be... I'm saying I'm sick, and I'm supposed to stay till 4:30, but I'd probably be leaving around 2:30. And I'd miss some important training, but you know what? I feel the need to create a safety net for myself. And I don't know if she would hire me. Would Cassie actually hire me?
There's a strong possibility. I can't guarantee anything. But when I look at it, it's very strong for you to get it. You know, you will know more through the interview.
I'm actually quite shocked that she allowed me to reschedule. It must be God's will.
Well, it is a better job, as I said for you. It really is. Comes up much better than the one you're working at, trying for.
Okay. And
I see you happier there.
Okay.
The odds are very high of getting it.
Oh, wonderful. And regarding the job that I have currently, I hope as long as I continue to apply myself, I could also keep my current job.
Yes, you're pushing yourself, but yes, you can keep it. But I think eventually you will let one of them go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I only have enough stamina at 66 for one job. And,
yes, exactly.
Well,
you will
find
at a certain point which one makes you feel the happiest. And that's the one to go with, really. It's quite
simple.
Well,
you know what? It's a good thing here is that if she does offer me the job, I don't think it would start for a good 6 to 8 weeks. So that gives me even more time to, you know, try out this job.
Sure.
And so it's been quite stressful for me. But it sounds like you're giving me good news. And I really admire you because you are the kind of intuitive, like, you know what I want to hear, but I believe that you look into your heart and your intuition and you tell what we need to know. So that's very nice of you.
Well, most people are not thrilled with it, but you can always call up any of these large corporate psychic companies and you'll find a psychic who will tell you whatever you want to hear. They are very good at that. But I try to tell people what's the truth and make them see reality instead of living in a fantasy land. And with today's technology and everything the way it is, people are tending not to live in reality.
Absolutely. And so I just read the email from her right before I talked to you, and I was shocked. And I think I found a picture of her online, and I sensed that she and I would have a good rapport. And I think that job would be stressful too. But with this training that's going on now, I mean, you have 5 passwords, and there's so many different systems to go into, and it's kind of scary.
As I said, I do not feel that this is the one you should stay at. It's your choice, though. You go with your instinct, but I do not find it the one that would make you happiest. I'm looking at happiness.
Happiness and longevity, I hope.
Yes, but both.
Okay.
The point is, if you're not happy, it won't work out.
True.
And if you're happy, it will last.
Yeah. Well, I'm thrilled to be where I am, but it's way more complex than their job description was. And I don't think it looks good that out of 17 people, only 14 passed her test. So,
well, they want to get the right people. That's why the test is hard. So
they're
very
careful
about what they're doing. But, you know, follow your instincts. You know, you feel good about this lady with the interview. Go with it. You will know more after the interview. You will know.
Okay.
And within you.
All right. Well,
And that's what you want.
I'm going to take
you'll have a feeling.
And I will go there?
Yeah, definitely. Do not miss out on that interview.
Oh, you know what? I am shocked that I still have it. And so I will go there. I'm going to respond to her right now after I say goodbye to you and say thank you very much. This means a lot to me. It's very important, and I will be there Thursday at 4. So
great.
I'm quite excited about it.
And you have every reason to be. And let me know how it turns out. Call in next week. All right?
Oh, bless you. Thank you for asking. I would love to. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
and
thank you for calling,
Wendy, and you be blessed and know that everything's going to work out good for you. Okay?
You have a blessed evening, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Ah, the job search, always fun. Oh, Lena, I think I may have lost you somewhere in here. Are you still there? Well, I lost my co-host in here, folks. Sorry about that, Lena. If you can call back in, please do. We're down to just a couple of minutes here anyway. I see another caller here. I'll go ahead. It's area code 770. Hello, are you there?
Hi, Billy. How are you?
I'm fine. And who is this?
This is Louise calling from Georgia.
Georgia. Well, thank you for calling in, Georgia.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I beg your pardon?
Yes. I say, it's my first time calling.
Well, thank you. And can I get
your
birth date, Georgia?
1/7.
And the year?
1/7/45.
Oh, okay. And you're just a teenager. So what is it you're wanting to know about?
In heart, yes. drop that zero.
Yeah.
Drop that zero. Yes, you're so right. I don't have a specific question because I have so many things going on in my mind, but I would just like if you, just a general, whatever you pick up.
Well, I'm not real good at generalizations, and especially on the short time we have. I see
mm-hmm.
your back, Lena. Sorry about that. I think I hit the wrong button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, Georgia, can you give me some specific thing to tune into here?
Well,
because we only have
okay.
a couple
what
of minutes
about
left.
Travel?
You want to know if you're going to be traveling?
Mm-hmm.
All right, one moment. One second here. Are you looking to travel over the next few months?
Yes. Yeah, I have it on my mind, yes.
Okay, that's good to know. One moment. I am getting a no on it for right now, and I don't know why, but I don't see you traveling soon. Now, it probably will be after the first of the year, and I'm not really sure what the answer why, but I get it isn't going to be happening at this time. But you will eventually travel, okay? Are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here. I was digesting it. Yeah, what you said.
Okay. So, you know, don't let that stop you from making your
plans. Oh, no. I mean, what you say and what's really going on inside of me, you know, I understand. Yes.
You're definitely going to eventually travel. It's just not immediate. And there may be something coming up that, you know, again, the answer was no, and I don't know why, but you will discover it very soon why you're not traveling right away. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I was thinking of going away this weekend. I've been invited to Florida, and I was thinking, am I going to go away? Am I going to drive over to Florida for the weekend?
Well, you know, you've got the option, but I think you're going to find a reason. Something's going to come up to show you why you should not be going at this time or why it's not going to happen.
Well, I know why I'm not. I'm indecisive about this weekend coming up because I have a function on Friday evening, and I thought, and the function that I was invited for Florida is Saturday, and it's about a 6-hour drive from Georgia. And I was like, am I going to get up Saturday morning and drive over, or am I just going to wait until the function is being held here in Georgia? So that is, that's...
Well, I think that's quite evident. Wait. You'd enjoy it more. You'd be rested better.
When it comes to Georgia. And over the holidays, I've been thinking about getting away for the holidays. That's why I asked, you know, maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas, New Year's.
Well, those are more likely. Okay, but we're down to our last minute here, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I hope that I was of help. And please check out my website for further information on my articles and free services. Okay?
And what is your website?
It's here on Blog Talk. There's a link to it that you can click. It's CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. Anyway,
Cherokee.
I thank you for calling, and you have
a
blessed
evening.
Thank you,
Billy.
Evening.
I greatly appreciate it. Cherokee Billy.
Bye-bye.
Well,
we're down to the last minute here, Lena. I appreciate your being here.
No problem.
With me.
It's always a pleasure.
And, you know, to everybody who did not get in, there's still people lined up. Sorry, but we've come down to the last. And remember, I am having a special for first-time callers. Check out my website. It's a great discount, and you would find it quite different. On the radio, you can only do so much, but when you're one-on-one with a person, the readings are much different. And, again, my main thing is about guidance and helping people. Anyway, thank you, Lena, for being here, and I thank everyone who's been here tonight and who listens in the future. May you all have a blessed, peaceful evening. Good night.
Good night.